Well, as we've discovered on this program, titillation comes in many forms. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. Yeah. I think Paul Simon once said that. We now introduce you to the most famous feat in New Jersey. Now, Kelly's skin is going to crawl, but Rebecca Holloway is a self-employed marketing consultant. But she's also interested in public service. She's run for some local offices in the Camden, New Jersey area, but she's lost both county clerk, county commissioner. Now, Rebecca is challenging two different Democrats for the seat, I guess, to run on the ballot in the fall for the 6th State Assembly Legislative District. It's her feet that are making headlines, however, because I guess people have done some digging. And in her spare time, Rebecca charges $5 a month to look at pictures of her feet.
Mm. Now, I wouldn't pay it,
but
I'm not a foot person.
Feet is a very feet are a very common fetish. In fact, her site is feetfinder.com. Mm-hmm. I used to work with a guy at a radio station years ago, before not this building, and occasionally we'd meet listeners in public. Listeners would come to the radio station to pick up a T-shirt or concert tickets or what have you. And we, of course, would oogle them, being young, single men, and, you know, judge them on their degrees of hotness. Invariably, all he would talk about was her feet.
Mm-hmm. He has a foot fetish.
He was drawn to the foot.
Right to the foot.
I'll tell you this, feetfinder.com is the only fans of feet. It's like just...
The cream de la cream?
Yeah, well, women just put their feet up there, and you can find... And because I have friends who've made jokes, who are women, who are like... You know, gosh, I don't know where all these, you know, this person's making all this money. Maybe I should start selling pictures of my feet like they do.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know, why not? If you've got
it's
nice
$5
feet,
a month.
Exactly.
If you to join.
If you get a good pedicure or whatever, you got your feet up there and people are willing to pay $5 a month to look at your feet and you can have some, get some money just for doing nothing.
Yeah.
And you never have to do anything, right? You never have to meet them or anything.
No.
No.
You're in control.
Just put your feet up there.
And, I'm with you. I hate feet.
Yeah.
I don't get the fetish, but I bet it's probably like the number one fetish out there.
I think it is.
And one, too. That's why Feet Finder works so great for people, because it's not one people probably want to really admit to out in public.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's your thing, though, for $5 a month, unlimited feet.
You don't think people want to admit to that? Because to me, it seems fairly innocent and so widespread that it's like, why not? You know, just say.
I guess when I hear foot fetish, I think like licking toes.
It's a little odd.
Plus, it grosses me out.
It's a little odd, yeah. But I think a lot of people, I'll bet you half the population has had their toes suckled. That, what is that, shrimping? I bet you they have.
Well, I mean, there's that. I mean, foot rub's a whole different ballgame. You know, I mean, suckling on toes is, I bet it's not half.
You don't think it's half?
No.
A foot massage.
A foot massage can be very sensual.
Yeah, but it ain't nothing like, well, I can't say. That's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
They describe that, you know. It's nice, but it ain't like being down there in the holiest of holy.
Man, blank you.
Would you rub another man's foot? F you. Would you give a man a foot massage? F you. That's, I would say more than half have given or received foot massages.
Yeah.
And I really think that suckling a toe is more common than you think.
If Jennifer Aniston asked you to suck her toes, Kelly.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. I would do that. And I would have,
Listerine standing by.
Yeah. I'd have her suck mine probably. But my toes are not attractive. If I wanted my wife to suckle my toes, she never would. I don't believe she ever would.
Mm-hmm. No.
In fact, I wouldn't mind it, you know, on my feet. I think I'm coming more over to that. If she wanted to suckle my toes.
Well, because you're getting more perverted as you get older. I mean, it happens to most men.
It's a fact. I'm starting to get into more things.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, and a lot of times these things lead to arrest.
But... Yeah. But
you'll be dragged out of a Motel 6 with a jacket over your head.
That's where I want to do that thing where we meet as strangers.
We broke up a toe-sucking ring, sir. Yeah, I guess it is prostitution. They were paying for it,
get
sickos.
Out of here.
So yeah, just had feet lined up and sucking.
Oh. Is this woman, you're saying she's running for office?
Yes.
Now, would it prevent you from voting for someone if they were on the OnlyFans of feet? It wouldn't me.
No.
But I think it will. I think it will ding
you
her.
You do. And where is she again?
It's a state office in New Jersey. She's running for the state legislature.
To me, that would not affect anything. Okay, so she takes pictures of her feet. She sells them. I think it's different if it was like an OnlyFans where she's like having, if she's on there with her husband having, they're selling videos of their hardcore sex.
You would never get past the primary.
Agreed. Yeah. But I feel like, what if eventually, you know, somebody, Kristi Noem, runs for president and you find out she's put her feet up on this website or whatever, you know. Is that going to bother anybody? Is she the one that killed her dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
That bothers me more so than the
me
feet.
Too. Yeah. Me too. I'm fine with you doing your feet thing. I didn't like that killing of the dog. And she wrote about that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the one that gave the handy at the play?
Bobert.
Yeah. Bobert. I haven't heard about her in a while.
Yeah, she's not part of...
Keeping a lower profile lately.
Yeah.
What was the play?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Because remember, her date said it three times.
That's right.
Now she's fun.
Yeah. Wouldn't bother me a whit if somebody put their feet up for this site. To me, it's like... Why wouldn't you do it? If you've got nice feet, if you're a woman, go sit back and collect some money each month, you know?
Yeah.
We're guys, we're going to sit there and look at that stuff, you know? And we're pervs. Although, would you think in your mind, oh, they're, you know, doing things to my feet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They bother you?
They're not just, they just coming to look.
Yeah.
That's right. They're not just coming to
look. And by the way, Rebecca also sells panties if you want. DM her for socks.
Ah, see.
She'll sell you her socks or panties.
That's a step up there.
Doesn't bother me.
I was okay with feet, but when you're mailing panties out to dudes.
Girl out there making a hustle. She gotta make a little side money, you know?
And you know she's not really wearing them. She's just spritzing them with her perfume and packaging them.
Exactly. Doesn't bother me a bit. We guys, we're the ones that fall for it.